The last process in the renal function is secretion. And secretion is going to take place at the distal convoluted tubule. Again, we talked about how reabsorption was under hormonal control at the distal convoluted tubule. And secretion is also under hormonal control for the most part at the distal convoluted tubule. And what secretion is anything that's still in the blood that needs to be eliminated into the urine that for some reason either wasn't filtered or got reabsorbed and shouldn't have been, that needs to get stuck back into the nephron so that it can leave through the collecting duct and become part of the urine. So secretion is sort of it's almost like filtration in the sense that you're taking things from the bloodstream and putting them into the nephron, but it's a very specialized process of moving individual types of molecules and ions out of the bloodstream and getting rid of them by putting them into the nephron and having them leave with urine. And so this is going to keep in mind that anything that is secreted is going to end up in the urine. So this is a good way for the body to get rid of things that it may have an excess of. So what kinds of things are going to be secreted? For example, potassium ions, and these are going to be exchanged for sodium ions with the good old sodium potassium pump that you may remember from cell biology. Hydrogen ions are also secreted, and this is important in terms of pH balance of the mostly of the blood, but it's also going to affect the pH balance of the urine as well. And there's a sodium hydrogen pump that is involved with this. And so secretion of hydrogen into the urine is going to make the blood less acidic because you're getting rid of some of that hydrogen. It will make the urine, however, more acidic. And those are two of the main ones, although certain drugs and certain chemicals, for example, can also be secreted and gotten rid of. And in fact, some drugs like some antibiotics and so on are very actively secreted by the kidneys, so much so. Oh, penicillin was the one I was thinking of. Penicillin, it took a long time to get penicillin into a form that was usable as an antibiotic because the body, the kidneys are so efficient at secreting it, getting rid of it, sticking it in the urine and getting it out of the body. So it had to be modified so that it would stick around in the body for a little bit longer.